Asya Tara, Desa. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Parivajakacharya Skodra Sati Sri Sri Man. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Parivajakacharya Skodra Sati Sri Sri Man. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti A.C. His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. His confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Yamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hare. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada's appearance day. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Today is Prabhupada's anniversary birthday, and he was born on a Vaishnava holiday. We are always so happy that the day after Janmashtami we get to celebrate the Prabhupada's birthday, and we think it's auspicious that he was born so near Krishna's birthday. We think, oh, our great spiritual master was born just after Krishna's birthday. What a great coincidence. But the day of Prabhupada's appearance day is also a Vaishnava holiday. It's called Nandotsava. And I'd like to go back to last night and tell you something about some more about what we were discussing last night and what happened to me afterwards, especially the point about Krishna being born to Nanda and Yasoda. It came up and went down a little almost controversially. David?
In Hari Bhakti, my trainer came and I didn't want them outside the circle to come in.
Come on in. Okay. Is David out there too?
He's right here.
Oh. David's here.
So remember, I was so surprised, and I wasn't surprised, but Sureshwara was very surprised, and he says, 35 years I thought I was a Hindu. Because the standard idea is that Krishna was not born in Vrindavan. He was only born in Mathura. And Vasudeva went there and placed Krishna in Yasoda's lap and took away the baby that was born to Yasoda. And that was the exchange, and that was that. But I was giving esoteric information that Krishna and... I couldn't really remember it, but Haridas Das remembered it for me, that Yasoda gave birth to twins, Krishna and Subhadra. So she gave birth to Krishna too. And Krishna was therefore born in two places at once. So, but there was the only proof was my groping at it, Haridas's remembering it, both of us with confidence, but no evidence, and somebody else saying, yeah, that's right. And but nobody had any texts and wanted some evidence from Prabhupada. And I said, I have it. I know I have it. I've written it down somewhere in some books with asterisks in His Holiness book. And I said, I've written it with asterisks where it is in Prabhupada's books, but I couldn't produce it. So this reminds me of a story about Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who the conclusion of this story reminds me of a story about Vishwanath, who was reading about in Krishna's Kaviraj about the Kama Gayatri, and Krishna's says that the Kama Gayatri has 25 syllables in it. So the great Sanskrit expert Vishwanath counts them up, and he counts only 24 and a half.
It's the way around. That's the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks 24 and a half.
Oh, okay, thank you. And Vishwanath counts 25. So then again he counts them up, and he counts 25. And he gets very upset that he sees a discrepancy between his counting and what the great master, the biographer and the great Sanskrit scholar has written. What does this mean? Does this mean that he's wrong, or that keep counting? Or does he have to say that he's going crazy? Or that the other conclusion, that should he doubt Krishna Das Kaviraj, in which case he'll go mad in doubting the superior Vaishnava, in which case he should kill himself. So he goes to lie down in a feverish self-searching mood, and he has a dream, or a spurti, a vision, in which Srimati Radharani comes to him and says, "Please, Vishwanath, don't kill yourself. There's a special book you should look into, and this book will reveal to you what you're looking for." So he looks in this book that she recommends, and what she finds, Jagovinda will tell you.
I found this story retold by Mahanandi Swami in his book Gayatri Mahima Madhuri, where he explains the whole story in very detailed fashion. And basically, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, while Radhika was describing the half syllable to me in the vision, because Radhani told Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, my devotee, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, was right. He wrote that statement because it was referring to one specific scripture. And she quoted the scripture. She has spoken thus, the letter Ya, Deva Ya, which is followed by the letter V, Vidmahe, is considered to be half syllable. This falls on Sri Krishna's forehead, which forms the halo of a half moon. All other letters of the mantra are full syllables and therefore full moons. In this cartel, these full moons are the 10 finger nails of the hands, and the 10 toenails, etc. And there is the specific quote from this book, which was quoted, referred to by Radharani, which is Varnagama Basvadi, that explains. The letter Ya, when followed by the letter V, is celebrated as being a half syllable. And this is taken from the Mantrata Deepika, which I believe is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the Gayatri Mantra.
So, this was the answer to his dilemma. So last night, I went to sleep and I didn't have any sport tea from Srimati Radharani or Prabhupada. But I suddenly remembered and even visualized, you wrote down those references to where Prabhupada gave evidence that Krishna was born to Yashoda and Nanda a long time ago. You wrote it in the back of that book that you were holding right in the class. You dumb cuff. Get up and see if it's there. I put on the light and I looked in the back of the book and there they were. It says, Krishna as son of Yashoda, page 268, 284, 5, and 321. So, I'm gonna read them now. Even though it's not Prabhupada's appearance day material, it settles this, thing that yesterday wasn't settled. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudeva, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda, along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. So if Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath, that's taken by us as Shastra, as truth. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu, and because Vasudeva was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his Godhead. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and as the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti on the authority of Hari Vamsa. So that's one proof. And the other is, the purport. Krishna tried to dash the child downward against a piece of stone, but since she was Yogamaya, the younger sister of Lord Krishna, she slipped upward and assumed the form of the goddess Durga. The word Anuja, meaning the younger sister, is significant. When Vishnu or Krishna took birth from Devaki, he must have simultaneously taken birth from Yashoda also. Otherwise, how could Yogamaya have been Anuja, the Lord's younger sister?
Ah. Checkmate.
And finally, he talks about this, like today, this is today with the Nandotsava. Nanda Maharaj took advantage of the opportunity to observe the festival of Krishna's birth, which Vasudeva couldn't do because of fear of Kamsa. The Jata Karma ceremony can take place when the umbilical cord connecting the child and the placenta is cut. However, since Krishna was brought by Vasudeva to the house of Nanda Maharaj, where was the chance for this to happen? In this regard, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur desires to prove with evidence from many Shastras that Krishna actually took birth as the son of Yashoda before the birth of Yogamaya, who is therefore described as the Lord's younger sister. Even though there may be doubts about the cutting of the umbilical cord, and even though it is possible that this was not done, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, such events are regarded as factual. Krishna appeared as Varahadeva from the nostril of Brahma, and therefore Brahma is described as the father of Varahadeva. Also significant are the words Karayam Asa Virivat, being overwhelmed with jubilation over the birth of his son. Nanda Maharaj did not see whether the cord was cut or not. Thus he performed the ceremony very gorgeously. According to the opinion of some authorities, Krishna was actually born as the son of Yasoda. This ceremony is therefore well known everywhere as Nandotsava. So, that little discussion last night is connected to today, Nandotsava, the day of Prabhupada's appearance day. So, now we all speak homages.
Is that someone's phone? Whoever's phone it is, turn it off. Not mine.
It's my mom's.
Busted. Dun dun.
We have the Sri Vyas Puja book here, and I've picked out about 10 senior devotees whose homages we can read. But I thought first we could hear the homages of the devotees here. We ask the devotees to write, or they can speak spontaneously some homage to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, you can start. Suresh Prabhu, do you have something? Oh, you have written, you told me you have written on behalf of the Hawaii Temple.
They don't have it alphabetized under Honolulu, so it must be New Nandweep. Yes, here it is. It's one. It's 3 pages.
Okay.
All right.
Can I take it?
Yeah. New Nandweep. I thought it would give everyone a flavor of Hawaii Yatra too. Because to write this homage, I interviewed many devotees, and I wove their memories into an homage. Nu Namdweep, dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept our humble obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace, our founder Acharya and captain of the ship to cross over the dangerous ocean of Kali. Since the Hawaiian Islands are so remote, farther from any major landmass than any other islands on earth, we may wonder why you named your Honolulu temple Nu Namdweep. But just a glance at the Sankirtan party here tells the story. The whole world comes to Hawaii to try to enjoy life, and if they are lucky enough to hear Harinam, receive your wonderful books, and take prasadam, they really do. Over the years, Hawaii has been a little infamous for sweeping devotees off the ship, back into the vast Bhava Sindhu. Fortunately, even a little service done for you never goes in vain. And for those who stay aboard, the gales of time only make the spirit stronger. Older devotees who visit us remark that Nu Namdweep is doing as well or better today than it was while you walked among us, translating the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Chaitamrita beneath the swaying palms. For the last 2 years, for example, ours has been the leading small temple in North American book distribution. For every distributor touching people's lives with your books, there are at least 5 devotees behind the scenes making that all possible. To thank you and praise you on your sacred appearance day, I approached some of the guests and crew aboard your ship this past Gorpurni to listen what they had to say. Since the autumn of 2003, Teja Prakash Prabhu has served you well as temple president, markedly improving the temple's appearance and performance. Just this week, for example, he expanded our Govinda's restaurant cooking to cater to the students at the University of Hawaii. Teja Prakash.
As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the answer to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayer that the Lord send someone from his personal staff to help him revive the Krishna consciousness movement, so our Prabhupada was also sent by Lord Chaitanya to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Today we rededicate our lives to serving you, Srila Prabhupada, who provide all of your followers with such amazing and absolute shelter. And then I continue. It is said that, quote, behind every great man there is a great woman. That certainly fits Teja Pragasha's good wife, Lakshmana Mataji. Lakshmana. It is simply amazing what Srila Prabhupada has done, established temples with gorgeous deity worship all over the world, saved countless numbers of people, and given meaning to their lives. What a great, pure devotee he is. I am so thankful to be included among his followers. How grateful and determined we should be to make him the center of our lives. And then I continue. 5 years ago, Srila Prabhupada, Krishnamrita Mataji, and Gokul Shyam Prabhu came with their two daughters from Fiji to serve you at New Navdweep. Gokul Shyam is our head cook, both for the temple and for our Govinda's restaurant. The, quote, kitchen religion tests its cooks to the max, but Gokul is as steady as a blue flame, his good wife right behind him, Krishnamrita. From just a brief airport transient meeting with Vasudev Prabhu in Fiji, Srila Prabhupada planted a Krishna conscious seed that gave us gorgeous temples and hundreds of devotees. I miss my Diksha Guru, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, but serving in Hawaii, I feel so protected by all the direct disciples of Prabhupada here. From Prabhupada's rooms, I can see the whole Tulsi garden, all the flowers we offer to the deities, the great banyan tree in the back, the devotees chanting. I have no desire to go anywhere else, not to tour or even go to the ocean. Why waste my time? Everything is here, and the people who come to our restaurant and feel that. The peace and happiness they couldn't find half naked at Waikiki, they find here at Krishna's place. That is Prabhupada's mercy. Here is our founder Acharya, and we must remember that and serve him every single moment. And then I continue again. A U.S. Army soldier I met when I came to Hawaii 4 years ago, Srila Prabhupada, has now become your grand disciple. After I taught Gerald Hersey, Bhakti Shastri, he received initiation from your Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj as Maharata Das. Now he's married and making lifelong plans to serve your mission in communications. Maharata. Srila Prabhupada, you have boldly initiated a media onslaught to make me Krishna conscious. Love resonates from everything you have given, and especially through your servant, Bhakti Tirtha Swami. He has initiated me into your school of transcendental communication. Please help me build a network through which I can share all you have given me. Please help me to not be a fan, but a loving student teacher in your school. Jaigar Sundar and Kalmadiki Prabhus are Gujaratis. They were passing through. Grand disciples of yours, Srila Prabhupada, who came to our Gorpurnim festival all the way from their home in Baltimore, Maryland. Jaigar Sundar. Srila Prabhupada came to America to preach Krishna consciousness. I came to enjoy. I am a scientist. Prabhupada would blast people like me. If I had stayed in India, I would not have become a devotee. My wife and I were worshipping Krishna, but we did not really understand who Krishna was. We found out when we came to America, by Prabhupada's mercy. He came to Baltimore. I just missed him. But whenever I hear his voice, I feel like I've always known him. And then, several Indian devotees serve at New Navdweep, Srila Prabhupada, worshipping the Panchatattva, and some distribute your books, fulfilling Mahaprabhu's mandate that everyone born in Bharatvarsh spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. Adidev Prabhu from Mumbai came to your movement through the scientific preaching of your Bhaktivedanta Institute. Adidev. Two things about Srila Prabhupada especially stand out for me. How he could attract the most sophisticated people, like the scientists, and also accommodate and elevate even the most degraded people, like the hippies, to Krishna consciousness. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj brought me to Krishna through the door of science. I was an impersonalist and was impressed by how the Bhaktivedanta Institute could reconcile science and religion. How great Prabhupada is. And now this is our head pujari. Krishna Kirtan Prabhu serves as our head pujari for Sri Sri Panchatattva. He's good head pujari man. And has the same name as my wife. Srila Prabhupada could speak and relate to anyone, from heads of state to outcasts, and remain the same pure devotee of Krishna. He was so determined to give everyone Krishna consciousness, despite all odds against him. Old age, no support, being a foreigner alone, setbacks, heart attacks. And he is a transcendental personality, beyond the limits of time and space. He is fully present in his murti, just like his room upstairs, where his writing murti sits. It's not different from the temple room. He's fully present, fully available for us, if we have the eyes of love to see. And then, time and space press in, Srila Prabhupada, as I recall the many devotees who glorified you that Gorpurnim day, our gardener preacher, Rakshana Prabhu, who took over from Maitreya, relishing the simplicity of the service you have given him, planting, cultivating, and offering Hawaii's beautiful flowers to the Lord. Bayahari Prabhu, recalling how transcendentally regal you were, the supreme personality of servitor Godhead, and how stern you became when he, Bayahari, laughed once during an initiation ceremony. Prabhupada, do not laugh. It is not a joke. Your veteran disciple, Dasharath Prabhu, visiting from Arizona, remembering how you wanted us to build a new temple beneath our eastern palms, and how your godbrother, Puri Maharaj, said, we were doubly blessed, first by Mahaprabhu, second by your divine grace. Our Lady Anne Davis, who said so much with her hands and her eyes and her words about how present you are in her life, and about the life you have given her serving Srimati Tulasi Devi. And your very own Guru Kripa Prabhu, who is now once again part of the Hawaii Yatra, of sweet, sweet fame, telling how you weren't conditioned like us, wrote through the night, slept only a few hours during the day, caught your dhoti in midair once when it blew off during a windy morning walk. Guru Kripa tells us. Yeah, Prabhupada's dhoti flew off and Prabhupada just caught it with one hand and put it right back on. And stunned elderly tourists from America's heartland with your radiant spiritual demeanor. Sweet, sweet. So much to tell, so little time and space. I'll close with a story by a young woman who was only 4 years old when you last visited Nunab Dweep in 1976. And this is, remember Rasa from the ashram in Gidanagri, Lolium's daughter? Okay, this is her story. Rasa Radha is her full name. Rasa Radha Dasi. Srila Prabhupada cared so much for us children, we would shower flowers and Ganges water on him from the balcony outside as he entered the temple. Once during Guru Puja, Prabhupada gave me a cookie. When I ran out, all the mothers wanted a piece and told me to go back and get some more. So I ran back in and stuck out my hand. But Prabhupada noticed me and held up a finger to say, only one. I was so shy, I was devastated. But then he gave me the most beautiful rose, and I was so happy. Another time, when Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana, everyone was giving him so many garlands. He was putting them on and taking them off. I wanted to give him one, but I was too small to reach him. So a brahmachari picked me up to give the garland. He was trying to help me, but I was thinking, he shouldn't touch me because I'm female. So I started kicking him. Right in the wrong spot. Uh-huh. Poor brahmachari. Prabhupada saw this, and he was laughing so hard. I was really mad. I couldn't believe Prabhupada was laughing. I finally got the garland on him, got down to pay obeisances, and Prabhupada was still laughing. I was so mad, but the brahmachari picked me up again and brought me to Prabhupada, who piled all these garlands on me and melted my heart with the most wonderful smile. And everyone cried, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai indeed, Srila Prabhupada. All victory, all glories to you, our beloved founder Acharya. You live forever in your divine instructions and your followers live with you. Please accept this humble garland of grateful praises, for it is in the cooperative sangha of your faithful followers that your full mercy alights. Hare Krishna.
Jai.
The servants of your servants, the Nunavdvip, Honolulu, Sureshwara Das.
Agari, Prabhu.
Well, I would like to read something that I wrote in 1983 but never offered. So, and then I wanted to speak something contemporaneously.
Okay.
So, there's a little cheating there as far as the homework assignment. But.
You've been letting it age.
Yeah. It's hopefully it's
steeping.
Not fermented. Dear Srila Prabhupada, all glories to your appearance today. All glories to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at his lotus feet. Our obeisances unto you, O spiritual master, disciple, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Dev and delivering the Western countries, which are filled with voidism and impersonalism. Everyone is here, Srila Prabhupada, the six Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. They are here in the holy name, but I can't see them. I am like a prisoner in my cell, and there is one window, the holy name, too far above me to see through. I try to jump up and catch a glimpse. Sometimes the brightness of day showers into my room, but that is all. I cannot chant. Sometimes I don't even know I am chanting. They are all here calling to me, but I can't see them. Please, pick me up in the name and bring me to you as a breeze carries a leaf. I cannot find you, Srila Prabhupada, but I know you're here in chanting Hare Krishna. Let me be with you, chanting. I want to say contemporaneously that at the risk of speaking about myself, which is perhaps a little self-indulgent when I should be glorifying my spiritual master, but somehow in order to glorify him, I have to personalize it in this way. For me today. So, I am beginning to realize that Srila Prabhupada is my eternal father, and I feel that there has always been some place in my heart that has been forever hurt or damaged in lack of having that father. I experienced it with my father in this life, and it reminded me, in the way it felt, that I must have felt that way countless times, of lacking that love and approval and acceptance that I craved, especially from my own birth father. And I felt it very acutely when I met Srila Prabhupada briefly a couple of times. And he always seemed to be just outside my personal contact. It was 1974, 75, 76 in those years. And I was very, involved in my service. And my the devotees who were leading the temple at the time and so on encouraged me to stay focused in my service and not chase after Prabhupada around the planet, not go to the next temple to see him or to push forward, but to stay focused that Vani was more important than Vapu, and that I should understand that and follow my direct authorities. And I did. And I did it with faith, and I did it with determination, but I felt sad. I felt that something was wrong. That I wanted, because I knew I had this craving, this desire to be accepted or noticed or personalized or approved of by Srila Prabhupada somehow. And that wouldn't happen if I didn't enter his physical presence and look him in the eye and have him look at me and see through me, because I knew that would happen. But I wanted it. Anyway, as things would happen, I was fortunate enough to receive, because of Rupa Prabhu's grace, he pushed me forward at one of the worst moments of my life to receive a cookie from Srila Prabhupada's hand. And Srila Prabhupada indeed did look through me all the way with those giant watery eyes. And I was struck, speechless, by that moment. And it's irrevocable, indelible in my memory. But nonetheless, still that terrible feeling, that sense of not being okay, not being accepted, not being understood, remained. And it's because one day, not long ago, that Satyam Maharaj came to live here in this house. And it was before he was decided to live in California. But he was staying here in this house. And it was no particular day, and there was no particular event. But it wasn't long after you had moved in. Somehow, I was walking in and out, and Baladeva was arranging things, and we were getting you settled in. It was fairly soon, I think within the first 2 or 3 weeks of your arrival. And I had some exchange with you that was almost, you would say, trivial. But there was some way that you looked at me and spoke to me that I knew in that moment that I was accepted. And from that, all of that backlog of distress just evaporated. So now I have two Guru Maharajas to celebrate every Vyasa Puja.
Hi, Das. Das.
I heard from Chantamukhi that it was mandatory to write something. So I wrote something, but it wasn't easy. I started like 3 or 4 different times, and you can see the result. Finally, I was able to write something, but it wasn't easy. So, I'll read what I wrote. Namam Vishnu Padaya, Vishnu Krishna, Bhutale, Shimate, Bhaktivedanta, Swami, Vishnami. Namaste, Saraswati Deva, Gauravani, Pachane, Nirvishesha, Shinyavadi, Pashtacha, Vishyapani. Today, on your appearance day,
Srila Prabhupada, so many personal stories about you will be told by the members of our society. And as they are recited, we will surely feel your presence in our midst. May those speakers and hearers be blessed with your perpetual association. Without doubt, there will also be many theological and philosophical conclusions presented regarding the nature of the spiritual master and the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. May all those who recite the traditional teachings about the spiritual master speak in ways that satisfy your heart and in ways that bless us with faith in you as a person and in your message of Krishna consciousness. My dear spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the greatest exponent of Krishna consciousness in the Western world, please accept my perpetual gratitude. Srila Prabhupada Tamaham Papadje, Puna 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 Punaha Tamaham Papadje. Srila Prabhupada, I surrender unto you. Again and again and again, I surrender unto you. Your servant's servant, Haridas Das.
Jai. Getting those who are initiated by Prabhupada to run out. I'll read mine then.
We're an endangered species, man.
Sarupa Das Goswami. I dreamt that I was back in the Navy, a recurring dream. On board the supercarrier USS Saratoga. But this time the commanding officer was Srila Prabhupada, and the shipmates were his devotees. He was giving darshan on one of the main decks, and hundreds of devotees had stopped their duties, even though the ship was at sea, just to watch and hear him. It reminded me of the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya at the home of Srivas Thakur. But Srila Prabhupada sat quietly and we quietly watched him. We were all blissfully idling from our regular duties. By the power of Yoga Maya, Prabhupada recognized each of us individually and he received our individual glances of admiration. After what seemed a long time, he broke his mood and returned to his tasks. Befitting a commanding officer of the ship. I was standing on the lower rung of one of the ship's ladders, holding the hand of Bhakti Tirtha Swami, who was on the rung above me. I said to him, "That was Srila Prabhupada?" He smiled, "Yes." But then he let my hand go and turned to his tasks. I also returned to my individual tasks. I was a lowly enlisted man, not an officer, but satisfied with my position. I woke from this dream with a blissful taste after so many nightmares of returning to the Navy. I thought, finally, this was the Navy that I would love to return to, sailing the seas with Srila Prabhupada as the commanding officer, getting a glimpse of him every day. Sometimes we had darshans and kirtans, and even more active than the ones we just witnessed. And sometimes, late at night, a messenger with a flashlight would wake me and say that Prabhupada wanted to see me. I would go into his quarters and we would have long talks about what I was typing for him as I sat closely beside him. As I sat close beside him, I could not refrain from releasing my emotional barriers and I cried tears from my failings, which I confessed to him. He assured me to go on, and he told me wonderful things about Krishna consciousness. On such occasions, I would leave the room, reeling, and so grateful to God for keeping me fixed at the lotus feet of His divine grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, a servant and shipmate of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, Sasvarupa Das Goswami.
I'm going to cut yourself.
Want to read it again?
No. Okay, so let's keep going now. Chandramukhi?
You should just read some Yardi notes. Someone should be waiting, but I'll hand it to you. August 27th, 2005. Prabhupada, my dear Srila Prabhupada, I offer you first my obeisances. Here is my homage to you. It's a mystery. I'm here to offer it. And not only that, in this company of great and dear friends, teachers, and loving Vaishnavas. You are here today alive in my life. More than ever before. You could be proud of us here for loving each other and trying to be Krishna conscious after many hardships have taken parts of us and left us shaken. We share you with each other as you share Krishna with us. We look out for each other's well-being the way you look out for ours. We each cultivate and nurture our unique relationships with one another. Reveling with one another and with Krishna, reveling in the specialness of our bonds with you and with Krishna. We each cultivate and nurture our unique relationship with one another, reveling in the specialness of our bonds with one another, you and with Krishna. But it's scary to feel I'm still at the beginning, just starting to know you and appreciate you, just beginning to hear you, having loved you blindly and hopefully all these years. How long has this been going? I'm still afraid of death and loss, still think of myself more than you, and don't understand most of what you say, what of it I remember or hear. The heart of my confidence, though, is in my belief in your grace. I am sure you will bridge the gaps in my realization by getting to my heart and making it a holy place for you and Krishna. I can't figure it out without your grace and without the grace of your dearest devotees. Sometimes, I used to miss you a lot, so much I wept and sank into confusion. Now I feel so much brighter because so much of you is in your dearest devotees who I serve. My present for you on this special day is my pledge to offer myself service more deeply, more honestly, to my dear spiritual master, Satya Das Goswami, and our loving community of friends, disciples, and devotees. I want to be part of the band playing the music that's carrying your mission and glories to the world. Please keep me in your divine grace. Love always, your servant, Chandramukhi.
Jai.
You love me.
Nanda Putney. Just hide us. have to do it?
Really? Isn't there a box of tissues going on?
I will get the tissues. I'm full of pity.
Happy birthday, Srila Prabhupada. At 14 in 1970, my father died. My life was filled with devastation, depression, and intoxication. Less than 2 years later, I saw devotees in Chicago downtown standing on the streets and held a BTG in my hand. I thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for your love for your spiritual master. For another 3.5 years, I suffered deeply until, while living in Dallas, Texas, my brother instructed me to go to 5430 Gurley Street and ask for a Bhagavad Gita. My direction was changed. My life became blessed. I thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for your love for your spiritual master. 1 year later, Srila Prabhupada left this world. I was devastated. A lot of uncertainty. Srila Prabhupada, you sent Satsuru Maharaj to calm the storm. I thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for your love for your spiritual master. And I thank my spiritual master for his love for Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you. Ryan Kovacha.
Maybe there's not time. Mine is kind of like Haridas's. Meaning that it's scratched up a lot. Dear Grand Spiritual Master, Grandfather Srila Prabhupada, for me to find you now among the world of planets, somewhere in Krishna's pastimes, with the gopis or gopas, or in Chaitanya Leela among the Goswamis, I do not know where to look for you. But here on this planet, in the hearts of those you touched, to find you in those who you love and who love you, to hear of you from them, to open the treasure houses you have left for us, your words written in books and letters, which can be held in my own hands. I can hear your voice, teaching, chanting, laughing, chastising, and know you have left open the door to follow you, if only I will try. You have your men and women, there are many, you know their faces, each has a place with you, great and small. Each served and loved you, and from them will spring 1,000,000 more. Families will come in from Para, your children's children's children. They are becoming multitudes, each hoping to be recognized by you. But we must remember, as you are many, you are one, and there are rules of bhakti, rules of heart. You can know each of us if we find you in those to whom you have given your heart. We can find you in those who keep it safe. Then as one flame can light unlimited candles, you can burn in each of our hearts, as you can know us through your disciples and their disciples for unlimited generations, and we can In this way we can know you, and there is no need for anything to diminish. I've learned to know you and love you from your disciples, many of them, but especially from one, Satsarupa Goswami. I've tried to serve you by serving him. You know him. He loves you. And you love him. You are forever bonded. And if someday I please him, perhaps he will tell you of me, your grandson and grand disciple and servant.
Jai. I thought it would be good to read Bhakti Tirtha Swami's. He wrote this, and then he passed away before it was published. Dear Srila Prabhupada, for many years I have offered you words of praise that I did not fully mean or understand. Last year I tried to offer myself in the mood of Vasudev Datta to help minimize and remove some of the suffering and obstacles that so many devotees have in their pursuits of Krishna consciousness. Obviously I did not mean or fully understand this offering either. Nevertheless, you have been so kind to allow me to serve you with greater intensity and with more concern for others. I want to ask you for forgiveness for the number of times my false ego dominated my relationship with the devotees and in your service. I want to thank you for giving me such wonderful godbrothers, godsisters, disciples, nieces and nephews to associate with. I want to thank you once again for allowing me to serve you, but most importantly, I thank you for allowing me to stay on your team in spite of the many mistakes I made. You know all the areas I have procrastinated in and been right out dull in. So please forgive me for this also. By the time this Vyas book comes out, unless you have changed your plans for me, I will already have been called out of this present body to assist you in the higher realms. I'm not trying to help as many devotees as I can before going. Excuse me. I am trying to help as many devotees as I can before going. But how can I do this if you do not make me more of a puppet? So in this offering, I say goodbye to Johnny Boy, John Favors, Ghanisham Das, Bhakti Tirtha Swami, and Swami Krishnapad. I am fully ready to embrace the new or old identity you have provided for me. This last phase was very difficult. I am that so-called spiritual warrior who is really just a beggar. Full of gratitude, for I have been blessed by the best and have been too greedy to settle for anything less. But it was passing, or have passed, the final test only due to your unlimited mercy. Your son and beggar, Bhakti Tirtha Swami.
I wasn't really able to prepare myself for this. So I tried to pick something from my heart. Did it come? My dear Srila Prabhupada, you are so compassionate that you feel so sad to see all living beings plunged in money. You have built this Sankirtan movement and I am one of the fallen souls you have figured out through your valiant and sincere disciples and through your striking books. Recently, because of your love for me, I'm struggling with great changes. And sometimes falling short. But I'm learning from my Guru Maharaj. And I show Sasu, that's what's wrong. To beg and ask you to please don't give up on me. And I know you love me because you are allowing me to be in this close association and in such a loving association of our friends here. And my wife, I don't know how to express my gratitude for saving my life. I only know that I'm begging you to please engage me in your compassion mission.
Maitreya, Prabhu?
Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. Alone and without fuss or fanfare, you came to the incorrigibly decadent West and told whoever would listen that they had got it all wrong, that our happiness was actually misery, that our friends, our society, and our loves were all illusory relationships without meaning, and fundamentally that we were falsely identifying with our inert bags of mucus, bile, and stool in a dream world of our own imagination. You gave us a chance that transcended those of our sensory predilections for the gross and subtle objects of matter, and identified for us the real object of our love and the source of unlimited happiness for every living entity, Lord Sri Krishna. Thus we have been blessed by you with the opportunity to replace the chronic problems of birth and death with eternal happiness, in the sure knowledge that Lord Krishna is the infallible, ultimate shelter and the only truly worthy recipient of our unmotivated and undeviated attention and devotion. For this we have incurred a debt to you and your loyal followers, a debt so profound and immeasurable that acknowledgement of it must confer recognition of your fearless repose and your infinite and unfathomable glories, consigning to dust the fanciful heroes of mundane history. I hope to be accepted as one of your eternal servants, Maitreya Das.
Okay. Hari Bhakti Vilas.
For my respected senses and to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter of the transcendental lotus feet of the Lord. My respected senses are unto you, O servant of Srilas, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Swami Prabhupada. You are preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya in the Western countries, which are filled with impersonalism and wildism. Dear Srila Prabhupada, considering my qualification, I understand that actually
I am eternally indebted to you for accepting me. I know that at any stage I am never qualified to be in such transcendental atmosphere of all your followers, and I especially I am realizing that unless or until I develop the purity of the heart, I won't be able to obtain the attention of Lord Krishna, or even I won't be able to please you. And on this auspicious appearance of your day, I want to thank especially Alhari Prabhu, who has given me again opportunity, who invited me to again continue my service to my spiritual master, Srila Satsangdas Goswami, whom, dear Srila Prabhupada, you know him very well. And I hope by your kindly mercy, I'll be able to follow, and some other, I'll be able to continue